Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of Summit County News on the Summit in 6 podcast. I'm Derek, happy to be back with you this week, and we have a lot of things to talk about. It was a busy week for county government. Here's what we're going to be going over today. There's an update on conversations surrounding a Utah bid for the 2030 Winter Olympics. We're also going to give a recap of Tuesday's Council of Governments meeting and Thursday night's meeting discussing the future of fire services in North Summit. And then we'll finish up with some headline topics from this week's council meeting and a few general reminders for everyone.
Hey there, it's Bailey Edelstein filling in for Bridget Conway today, and I'm kicking off our news with an Olympic bid update. On Tuesday, February 15th, the County Council and Park City Council had a joint special meeting with folks from the Utah Legacy Foundation and the Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games to review an Olympic bid debrief. They hope to have an answer on whether or not they will pursue a 2030 Olympic bid by midsummer 2022. Both Summit County and Park City Councils expressed their interest in working with the committee as the bid process moves forward to provide feedback on topics that are important to Summit County and our local communities. Councils are committed to ensure local sentiment is heard and valued as community engagement processes begin statewide.
And according to an article in the Park Record, there's a few interesting pieces to this, right? So one is that the 2028 Summer Olympics are going to be in LA, which historically speaking, my understanding is that the Olympic Committee doesn't love having a back-to-back Olympics winter, summer in the same country. The other interesting part is if that was the case and instead Utah looked for the 2034 Olympics, there's a chance that the 2030 Olympics could be held in Vancouver, and kind of the same situation there where the Olympic Committee, historically speaking anyway, doesn't love to have the Olympics on the same continent back-to-back. So there's a few interesting pieces. Obviously, we don't know a lot of what's going on behind the scenes, but we'll definitely stay tuned on updates as this progresses over the next year. In other news, the first Council of Governments meeting was held this year on Tuesday, February 15th. This is a group comprised of Summit County Council members and mayors from each of Summit County's municipalities, so Francis, Camas, Oakley, Colville, Hennifer, and Park City. Council of Governments, or COG meetings as they're called, are typically held quarterly and are open to the public to attend or view in person or online. Given that last year was a municipal election year, there were a lot of new faces at this meeting, including Mayor Mark Marsh from Colville, Mayor Zane Wolstenhume from Oakley, Mayor Nan Worrell from Park City, and Mayor Jan Brussel from Francis, who were all attending their first meeting since taking office.
The main topic of conversation for this meeting was regional planning, and that was specifically focused on predicting growth in eastern Summit County and in the north and south Summit areas. Summit County Council Vice Chair Roger Armstrong spoke on the importance of coordination and collaboration between municipalities regarding future growth. The next meeting is Monday, March 21st at Ledges in Colville. Mark your calendars.
And they have a busy slate this year. County Manager Tom Fisher mentioned that it would be important for this meeting, this group, to meet more than quarterly. So there's a chance that will be monthly. We'll keep you updated on that schedule, but stay tuned for more information as County Council and the different municipalities work together on a number of issues. And one of those issues that was discussed briefly in COG and addressed in a dedicated meeting Thursday night was the future of fire services in the North Summit Fire District. So that's been a topic we've covered a little bit in past weeks. But on Thursday night, Summit County Council, county staff, and Hennifer and Colville elected officials, so mayors and city council members, and the North Summit Fire Administrative Control Board all met to discuss the future of fire service in the North Summit Fire District area. The purpose of this meeting was to allow these officials to discuss some things that had gone on in the past and also look towards potential solutions for future fire services, governance details, and operational possibilities, and to receive public comment to inform future county council decision making. So as part of the staff presentation, several operational models were discussed, ranging from a volunteer to a full-time staff, and hybrid models that incorporated both full-time and part-time staff. During the public comment, members of the public expressed concerns related to EMS services, emergency services in Tollgate Canyon, and objections to the recent suspension of North Summit Fire District firefighters. Elected officials committed to addressing these issues through ongoing communication, planning, and public involvement, and County Manager Tom Fisher listed fire services in the North Summit District as the county's top priority to solve at this time.
Okay, now we're going to shift gears to Wednesday's council meeting. So let's talk about trails access planning. Matt Wagner from Basin Recreation gave a synopsis on Basin Rec's Trails and Open Space Access Improvement User Data Report. This report was a continuation of the Trails Access Planning Project. Last year, in response to reports of trailhead congestion and overcrowding, the council had directed Basin Rec staff to investigate user origin across the trail systems. Some key takeaways from the report included that data from 2018 to 2021 indicated that total trailhead utilization has actually decreased, and who is using our trails is changing. Regional use has decreased, while local use has increased. This is likely to be a result of COVID, because national data shows that all users stayed closer to home during the pandemic.
And this is interesting that there are feelings of overcrowding and congestion, because while there are more users, those new users are recreating less often, which doesn't necessarily impact numbers on the trail, but it does affect how trails are being used. So for example, new users may not be familiar with trail etiquette, which has an impact on the feeling of congestion. Also, 60% of users change the time and location of their activity, and these unpredictable patterns certainly contribute to the feeling of congestion too. So I think of it a lot like rush hour, where roads may not be busy after 8 to 9 in the morning and may not be busy after 4 to 6 p.m., but if you are on those roads at those times, it certainly feels like there's a lot of traffic and things are backed up.
So in terms of solutions, active management has been helping to improve situations at problem access points. And this means implementing parking restrictions, enacting seasonal closures, and also increasing trailhead presence. Basin Recreation is also working in collaboration with the Chamber on messaging to spread out users on lesser used trails in an effort to diversify trail use for new users. They're also trying to push education on trail etiquette, as well as get funding to have local sheriff's presence on the trails who can enforce citations.
In other news, the Summit County Engineering Department presented its long-range transportation plan and transportation impact fee study to council on Wednesday night. The long-range transportation plan is broken up into three phases. Phase 1 is 2020 through 2030, Phase 2 is 2030 through 2040, and Phase 3 is 2040 through 2050. The plan is pretty front-loaded, with a great majority of roads and trail projects happening within Phase 1 or over the next 8 years, and each project intends to address capacity, safety, and connectivity issues. There was also a lengthy discussion on the transportation impact fee study. An impact fee helps cover the cost of growth, which is used to pay for capital improvements needed as a result of the new development, like the added capacity to local streets. As growth comes, we have to do what we can to make sure our roads have the capacity to handle that increased traffic. Kind of goes back to the analogy we talked about with trails, right? Same thing happening on our county roads as well. Next steps are staff will regroup to come back with at least one more work session, and after that we can expect a minimum of 2 public hearings, one for each side of the county. So stay tuned for more information on when those hearings happen, and if you're interested, you can come give public comment there.
Here's a quick reminder about elections. The new period to file for candidacy is February 28th to March 4th. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the Summit County Clerk's Office. You can email them at elections@summitcounty.org or call 435-336-3040. If you want to affiliate with a political party for the primary election, you have until 5 p.m. on March 31st to do so, And for more information on registration or updating your political party, you can go to www.vote.utah.gov.
And once again, we have a volunteer opportunity we want everyone to know about. The Summit County Council is seeking two individuals to serve on the Eastern Summit County Planning Commission. And the role of this commission is to hear about land use proposals and adhering to the Eastern Summit County Development Code, which also includes the hot topic of the Cedar Crest overlay that's been discussed for a couple of years now. This commission meets the first and third Thursday of each month, and interested citizens must be residents of Eastern Summit County, of the Eastern Summit County Planning District, for at least 1 year prior to appointment. The deadline for applications is 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 2nd, and you can apply online at summitcounty.org and go to our volunteer boards form. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.